the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released a redacted executive summary of its study on the CIA's detention and interrogation program. The summary said the CIA's interrogations of suspected terrorists were poorly planned and executed, far more physically severe than anyone knew or expected, and ultimately failed to produce useful intelligence. Senator Jay Rockefeller initiated an investigation in 2007 when he became chairman of the Intelligence Committee that became the basis for the Senate study.
The Senate Intelligence Committee's entire study of the CIA's detention interrogation program, I'll just call it the program, is the most in-depth, the most substantive oversight initiative the committee has ever undertaken. I doubt any committee has done more than this. It presents extremely valuable insights into the crucial oversight questions and problems that need to be addressed by the CIA.
Rockefeller said the investigation was one of the most difficult tasks he's undertaken in his political career. He said the CIA developed the interrogation program in the wake of an unprecedented national crisis. Mistakes were made that were, quote, shocking and deeply troubling, close quote, and they deserved the utmost scrutiny. He also encouraged his peers and constituents to resist the natural inclination to cast doubt on the disturbing and embarrassing findings.
How we deal with this opportunity to learn, to improve, will reflect on the maturity of our democracy.
The Obama administration continues to quietly withhold from the committee more than 9,000 Bush administration documents related to the CIA's program. Senator Rockefeller hopes and expects that beyond today's initial release of the executive summary, the entire 6,800-page study will eventually be made public with the appropriate redactions. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.